Still got you?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully I won't have to call his other number.
Hello?
Elliot.
Yes.
Lilani, can you hear Elliot?
I sure can.
Hi.
So she says she's got some good news for us. I just want to get a quick formality out of the way. I'm initiating the call. My name is Kevin. Last name is Hall. I'm calling from 347-480-1446 to Lilani. How do I pronounce it? Ochoata?
Yep.
At 407-758-3554. We've now joined Elliot Bernstein on his cell, 561-886-7628, 5:38 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday, the 18th of February, 2016. I am using recording software for this call. Does everyone consent and agree that the call is recorded?
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I guess Lilani's got some good news from the research and digging she's done. You want to tell us about that first?
Sure. Okay, so I think I told you I work in Orlando, Florida. I work downtown, and I've been with my current company for a little over 2 years. And a year ago, we were subleasing space in an attorney's office. And this attorney's office, I would do, web stuff and everything for them, and there was a relationship between my employer and this attorney that goes back at least 10, 15 years. So in coming into that, like I said, I was hired there. I worked out of this office. Well, about a year or so ago, they asked me to witness something. And I said, well, what is this? They just needed my signature to witness something. And I said, okay, I can do that. So I signed a piece of paper. And so after I got off the phone with you, Kevin, my employer came in and I told her what, was going on. And she kind of looked at me and she said, do you think that this has anything to do with Larry Pino, which is the attorney that we used to work in? So she got on the phone with him and was like, do you know anything? What is Lions Trust or whatever, the whole corporation thing? And he said that, yes, he set that up. So I have his information for you. He used my name to set up that corporation without my consent. So obviously I'm going to be taking some action because I never, ever set up that corporation whatsoever. I didn't know anything about it until you called me today.
Where is his office located?
Downtown Orlando.
Okay, and it's, hold on one second here. You said Larry, what is the last name?
His name is Lawrence J. Pino, P-I-N-O, Esquire.
Okay.
If you're looking him up, his website's PinoNicholsonLaw.com, and I'll send you, once I get home, I will send you all the information that I have on him, because I'm really, really upset right now of the fact that he used my name to create something that I did not consent to. I just thought I was witnessing witnessing something that was a law document. That's what he told me.
Do you recall the type of document that it was, or?
No, I know that what he had told me is he had came over to my desk, and first he asked my employer if it was okay if I witnessed something for them because I'm not connected to anybody in the law office. I'm a third non-employee. And she had said, yeah, that's fine if she's witnessing something, no problem. So there were two signatures that were on the document, and I just had to sign and date on the witness line. And I asked him, my employer today asked him by tomorrow for him to produce this document that I signed because, I did not authorize anybody to set up any kind of corporation or to use my name to sign that, to fill out, you know, to sign, to incorporate, you know, the anything whatsoever.
Sure. Does your company still have a relationship with this law office?
No. No, we moved out back in October. We have our own office now because we cut ties. If you do your research on Larry Pino, he's a little shady.
Is it Pino Nicholson, PLLC?
Yes. That's exactly who it is. And basically, he created the land trust is what he had told my employer. And I also know that there's a third party. Obviously, he created the land trust for somebody else who is the actual buyer, I believe, that you're looking for of the property. And his name is Mitch Huhm, H-U-H-E-M.
Okay. Did you have any opportunity?
What was that name again? Wait, what was that name again?
H-U-H-E-M?
What was the first name?
Hold on, we're talking over each other here.
What was the first name?
The first name is Larry Pino, P-I-N-O.
No, the first name and the second guy.
Oh, Mitch, M-I-T-C-H, and how do you spell the last name?
H-U-H-E-M.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar?
The first name.
The Mitch name does?
Oh, that's his site. That's supposedly who's living in the house, the guy named Mitch.
Okay. And do you remember, like, how long ago it was that you did that document? Hold on one second, Elliot. I don't know what's going on your end, but you got a lot of, like, noise.
Yeah, I'm up recording. Hold on.
Maybe you can go mute or... All right, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you remember, like, how long ago it was that you did that document?
It was over a year ago when they asked me to witness, you know, when Larry,
really?
Larry had come over to my desk, asked me to just sign as a witness. And that's all that I did was sign. And it said on the piece of paper under, you know, where I needed to sign was witness. That's the only thing that I've ever signed my name to. And I would never, obviously, agree to sign my name to be, you know, somebody who is an incorporator of a company that I have nothing to do with.
Right.
My comment is very upset right now, obviously, because...
You're what? What's upset?
I said I'm very upset about the fact that somebody, you know, like you calling me today, I was upset. But now it's the fact that I know who did it, and they seem to be like it's no big deal.
Right.
Yeah, that really pisses me off. So, here is his. I'm going to give you Larry. I only have Larry's information in front of me.
Okay.
I can give you. Let's see. His office number is 407.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me see. All right. Okay, go ahead. 407.
425-7831.
Yep.
And then his email address is ljp@pinonicholsonlaw.com.
LJP?
Yes, sir.
At Pino... NicholsonLaw.com. Okay.
Yep. Do you want facts or anything like that, or this is all the information's on his website too, because I did his website last year.
Okay.
So.
Right. And that's what I said. That's why I told you. I said the one thing I suspected before I even called you was because I looked at your LinkedIn profile. I'm like, you look like an upstanding, nice, good person. I'm like, maybe that's why she got used and she didn't even know she got used, you know?
Well, yeah, not only that, honestly, between you and I can't afford a $1.2 million house in Boca Raton either.
Well, here's the thing. It's actually a $4 million house, and somebody's hiding the other $3 million, just like they're hiding everything every step of the way, and that's just part of what's going on here. And that's why, you know, that we think they set up this company that no one can ever actually get to because this company doesn't actually really exist. You know,
right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Did Larry say much about the company itself? Oh, no. Let me back up. They filed this June 4th of 2015. Do you recall if you and your company were still leasing from them at that time?
Yes, we were. We were still in their office at that time because we moved out in October of 2015.
Okay. But to the best of your recollection, anything that you witnessed was over a year ago.
It was about a year ago or so. It was within the last year. This time I really have to think about it because, like, here's the thing. Normally, anything anyone asks me to do is all through email. So this was very. This had nothing to do with email because after I got off the phone with you, I even searched through my email to see if I put anything, you know, that I was copied on or knew about this or whatever because it just all didn't make sense. And then as soon as I remembered, I said, well, I witnessed something. So, and the only, you know, I never really had a really good feeling about this attorney. I never liked being in their area or anything like that because there's a bunch of, they're not very forthcoming, very, you can be very shady is my terminology of him.
Yep.
Mitch Hume is a client of his. So when I started kind of like putting some things together and doing some research on things and talking with my employer, we were like, holy shit. And then obviously I researched and I found all your guys' blogs about, all the different, fraudulent stuff going on and everything. And I'm like, why would anybody want to be involved in this? Like, this sounds like such a huge mess, you know. It just baffles me on that part. And then when my employer called, because I did not speak with Larry, because I probably would have not been very nice. So my employer taking this upon herself because she feels obligated because it was where I worked for her. She was very upset and everything with him, and you know the fact that he incorporated something in my name without my permission, and I mean it's digitally incorporated, so technically they didn't even need my signature to do any of that.
Yeah, although there was, that's what I was, did you happen to call that lady at the Secretary of State?
I did not. I was involved in meetings this afternoon with work and everything.
Sure.
I'm going to see what he produces as far as what I signed tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I want nothing to do with this. Like, this right. This is not anything that I've signed up for. And obviously, I don't get diddly shit out of it. So
right.
Whatever I can, information-wise, to help you out, I will let you, you know, you ask me, and I'll be honest and tell you the truth, because I don't care about either one of these people.
Okay.
So they don't do anything for me. I did stuff for them. They didn't even pay me well. So,
Wow. Had you ever met that Mitch Hume?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What did he seem like?
Oh, he's a schmoozer. He comes from that whole seminar world.
Right.
you know, just, again, the word that comes to mind is just shady, you know, just, you know, makes money off of unfortunate people is the way I look at it.
Right. And promising, you know, some big, you know, whatever kind of a thing, and, you know.
Yeah, and he had wanted me to do some work for him, and I said no. Because I just did not get a good feeling for him whatsoever. So that anything I threw out there, you know, he wouldn't pay. So, you know, as far as, like, I think I gave him a bid or something on something, and it was very reasonable, but, you know, he didn't go for it, so, which was fine with me.
Sure.
But what I'll do, I'm almost to my house. So when I get home, I will also email you this information too, so you have everything in a paper trail.
Okay.
And then I'll also let you know tomorrow if he ever produces anything that supposedly I signed. And, you know, we'll kind of go from there, because technically, from what I understand, since I was the incorporator of that company, I can go in and dissolve it.
Right. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Because his whole thing today was, oh, well, I'll get Leilani's name off of it, no problem. Well, no, you can't take an incorporator's name off of documents. My name will forever be tied to that corporation.
Right.
So, you know, the only thing he can change would be the registrant, or, all the things you can amend. So that's going to be one of my things, is, you know, that needs to be dissolved ASAP.
Right.
And I also, in my searches, I also, before I found out, you know, some other things, I did find the deed that was filed on 2-1 from, you know, for the purchase of the house and everything too, that was deeded to the corporation name.
So, right.
No, I see if all that stuff works. I've been around a lot of shady people in my life, and I've dealt with a lot of stuff. But, you know, I believe you and Elliot's family and everything, from what I've seen. And I feel horrible that my name has been brought into this.
Yep.
And, you know, I sure hope that justice, like, ends up prevailing somehow, but you and I both know the only way you get justice in the world is if you have lots of money.
Well, so, hopefully, you know, there has been kind of an ongoing process with, yeah, I mean, Elliot has been spearheading a lot of it, you know, organizing people in different parts of the country. There have been, you know, some federal people that have at least opened their ears, you know, and we do have a hope for for quite a few things. I was trying to think. So basically, you know, you would be available, because I think the easiest thing to do, really, is going to be just like an affidavit, a general affidavit, where, you know, you sign a sworn statement, obviously, you know, read it, make sure it's correct, you know, be able to swear under oath and on the Bible and, you know, whatever it is that is important to you in the world. And, you know, basically say that, you know, this can go to any investigator or court, because that might actually help shortcut the process, instead of having to have like 30 people call you up, you know, because there's different agencies involved, there's different courts involved. Instead of having to have those people call you up every time, I mean, maybe some of them would, but you know, then Elliot can just basically take this statement and say, you know, here you go, this is what she's going to say. I mean, call her if you need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
And so you'd be okay with doing something like that, or?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Elliot, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does he sound like the person I described to you earlier?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had about a 45-minute call earlier today. Totally forthright the whole time. Made sense, you know, out of whatever we could make sense out of. And, you know, sounds like a we got something here. What, do you have any other questions or things that you want to try to find out?
Me? No. I'm fine.
So I will connect with her tomorrow because I'd like to hopefully try to get an affidavit like almost as quick as possible. So you don't know what time they might be getting back to you, that lawyer guy?
No, I'm not sure. I do be aware of you contacting me, and you will probably be contacting him.
You were breaking up a little bit there. Could you? What's that now?
Let me take you off. Okay, can you?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Can you hear me better?
That's a lot better.
Sorry. I said that I do know that he is aware that I've been contacted by somebody. I didn't fully go into details of who you were and all that kind of stuff because, quite frankly, none of his business, in my opinion.
No, it's not.
But he knows that I basically had told my employer, well, I'm going to give him any information that I have,
yep.
You know, because I'm not going to. I'm not a liar, and I have nothing to do with this. So, and she was like, you know, yeah,
well,
you do whatever.
They should be putting money in your pocket by the end of this, by the way, too. Like those fees that they didn't really want to pay when you're actually doing good design work for them, they should be putting.
Yeah.
You know, they've stolen your identity and they've placed you into the middle of basically a federal state racketeering lawsuit and fraudulent lawsuit. You know,
right?
So hey, that's pretty significant. That's not like, oh hey, whoops, we slipped here. You know what I mean?
Well, right, and he's just playing. He's probably playing on the whole, you know, oh, Iwani doesn't know anything. You know, I mean, you know how Roy. I mean, I know that you have a law degree or you went to law school or whatever, but you know, he is the classic epitome of what a, in pardon my French, douchebag lawyer is all about. Okay,
right.
Completely down to the look, down to the way he talks. I mean, it's just, it's always a. You know, he's always above and you're below, regardless of whatever. So, but, you know, I definitely will look into whatever I, you know, need to do. My biggest thing right now is I don't want to have anything to do with it. I want my name off. I want that. I don't, you know, I want my stuff cleared out of it. And whatever I can do to help you guys, you know, with the information that I have, obviously I will do so. But other than that, like, I'm very much a passive person, so I just want to, you know, keep going on with my life the way that it is.
Right,
so
right.
I don't want any bad stuff, you know, coming up that I have to deal with because I deal with enough stuff. I've got kids. I'm trying, you know,
right. Well,
everything like that. So
it's hard to figure out how they, you know, unless you know could. Any of that stuff could happen at this point. So, but basically, you would confirm you've never been to this Boca Raton address. You never used that address. You never lived
Correct.
Or stayed. You never stayed at that address.
Correct.
Never heard of this Lion's Head Land Trust Inc. And any document you did sign, you didn't see anything like this on there whatsoever.
No, because my thing, I would one never sign anything that was incorporating a business. I mean, I've owned a business before, and I don't want that responsibility or my name tied to anything that I don't have control over.
Right.
You know, and that's why, you know, what I said to you earlier was like, there's no way in the world that I would ever sign and not know what kind of corporation I have. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
it just baffled me.
So had you ever heard of any of the names like Alan Rose or Ted Bernstein when you were dealing with these people or
no?
Then none of that stuff, no.
No. I pretty much most of the days I have my earphones in and I'm listening to, you know, classic rock or whatever, and I do my work when I worked at that in their office because their office was just depressing to work in, so it was not very. You know, it just wasn't a nice office to work in. So,
okay.
And that's why we got our own space in October. So,
okay.
But yeah, whatever you need me to attest to, You know, I will definitely help. I will go in tonight, and I will email you just all this information so
okay.
you have it,
okay.
like I said, in writing. And I'll give you a little synopsis of what we said, of what I said, of how I figured stuff out today. So then that way it's in writing and you have that too. And then I'll let you know tomorrow if they ever produced any kind of documentation as far as my signature and everything. And if anything else comes up, obviously I'll keep you abreast of all that.
So when you first spoke to him, though, did he say something like, oh, yeah, no, I know, you know, we did that. And did he like acknowledge that he knew it was wrong, or how did he?
Well, according, like I said, I didn't talk to him. My boss did.
Okay.
She said that, you know, he was like, oh yeah, that's I set up that trust, and he tried to play it off, according to her, that's what I signed. And she's like, Leilani would have never signed that, because he asked her permission first if I could witness something. Well, witnessing something and in signing papers to become an incorporator are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was obviously he's covering up and he's being very shady, and he's telling her, oh, it's no big deal. Don't worry about them. Just tell them that tell Leilani, give them my information and that I started the trust thing. And I'm like, well, if you started it, why didn't you put your name on it? Why would you use my name? Like, it makes no sense whatsoever, because, you know, if this is stuff that he does on a normal basis, you know, I would think that he uses his name, or he uses, you know, whatever, you know, partners' names are there to become incorporators. He just doesn't use random people's names. And how can you use just random people's names without them knowing? I mean, technically, if you read that thing underneath where it says that I'm the incorporator, it says that, you know, I swear that everything is, you know, has above is, you know, done by me, by, you know, and I provided this. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
Right, right.
I didn't provide any of that information.
He's got you in the middle of a crime, is what he does. That's why I said, you know, I think this guy ought to be ponying up, some money in your pocket personally. And I think a lot of people would think that he has you directly in the middle. Actually, if you look at it, third degree felony for providing false information. So that was
right.
Knowingly false information by him on your behalf, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Like, I'm so, like, upset about that. And the fact, you know, I think I could probably understand if I called you and said, I still don't have any idea, I'm sorry. And it was, you know, done totally by people I didn't know, but because it's done by somebody that I had interactions with, that really, really, really makes me upset.
Well, you know, before I called you, I had talked to one other person that's involved in this, and like, well, you know, maybe, forget how it was said, but somehow thinking that, you know, maybe there's another Leilani Ochoada, or however I say that, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I actually went out and I Google searched. I did like multiple.
Wait, how do you
search.
Say your name? Sorry.
What's that, Elliot? How do you say your name?
Improperly.
He wants to hear how to say your name properly.
Leilani Ochoada.
Leilani Ochoada.
Yeah, there's not many of me.
No, there's
I'm
none.
Sure the whole. The whole first page of Google is all me.
It is.
I think even into the second page is me too.
Yeah.
I used to have the first 3 to 4 pages when I had my own business and everything. So I mean, I was very good with the Google search stuff. But yeah, no, there isn't, and that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, if my name was like, you know, Pamela Anderson or something, I mean, they'd be like, oh crap, there's a bunch of them. So, you know, it's hard to track that down. But you know, it's just the whole coincidence of this and of that. It's just all very shady and just sneaky, and I don't like that. Like, it's just wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at some stuff right now that looks like he's got a pattern of doing these business names with, improper addresses and other stuff here. And he's into, for some reason, Elliot, doesn't Dynatech sound familiar to you?
Yes.
This Lawrence Pino is involved with Dynatech, the Dynatech Corporation, CEO, actually.
Okay.
And I don't know why that sounds familiar to me, but it definitely does. So, yeah, well, I don't know if there's anything. Oh, wait a minute.
You don't have it in here with the names Tesher and Spleen at all either, do you? Leilani?
I'm sorry, what was the names?
Did you ever hear the names Tesher, Donald Tesher, or Robert Spallina?
No. I saw those names in the blog post stuff that I read today, but
Okay.
until before today, I've never heard of those names.
Okay.
No.
Okay. If you're
Elliot
with
would
Ocelot, any
it
names that link up, call me.
Elliot would if it makes sense, would you want her to also maybe speak to Crystals because there might be some angles she's got with her real estate
Yeah.
background?
Yeah, you guys should call Crystal.
I don't have a phone number.
I'll get you that.
Okay, so if it's okay with you, Leilani, there's a woman. She's actually on the West Coast in Oregon that is a real estate professional who does a lot of investigative work all over the country, and does a lot of the blogging that you've seen actually. And if
Right.
as long as it's not like totally disrupting your day, if you had like some time to maybe, because she may have some questions as well, from angles that I don't even think of,
Oh yeah, sure. Whatever I can do to help you, just ask. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, Elliot, I can't think of anything else right now other than, if you can definitely get back to me as soon as you, if we can make a plan to just connect by the early afternoon if you haven't heard anything. I don't know if you have like a
Yeah.
certain time you go to lunch or,
Yeah, actually tomorrow I'm working from home because I have a doctor's appointment, but
Okay.
I will definitely connect with you as soon as, I'm in touch with my boss all the time.
Okay.
So, and she'll be at the office all day tomorrow. So I'll let you know what, if anything transpires, yes or no or whatnot. He may put everything off until Monday or Tuesday, he's just one of those type of people that does things on his own time. And it's never convenient for anybody else. So,
Right,
but,
right, right.
but I will definitely, and I'll send you an email, like I said, either tonight or I'll get it to you by the morning of everything that, how I found everything out today and then contact information and stuff. And you can, there's plenty of stuff for you to research on both of those people that, both Larry Pino and Mitch Hume. So
Yep.
you'll have your night full of all
Yeah.
that
Yeah,
craziness.
I mean, the only thing
So.
I've seen on Mitch Hume so far is, he did something with Trump at one point, it looks like.
Yeah, well, everyone's done something with Trump that has money.
Well, yeah.
Even my employer did something with Trump too. So, it's like one of those things.
Right, right, right,
For
right.
$10,000, you too can go have your picture taken with Trump and have a handshake photo taken. If I can probably find out a little bit more, digging deeper on Mitch Hume. And if I find anything, I'll shoot it your way because I know that he spent quite a bit of time cleaning up a whole bunch of stuff online. So, because he doesn't have a lot of really relevant, up-to-date stuff as far as dates and stuff goes on there. I know he's been kind of in hiding, I think is the term that I use for him.
Who's that
'Cause
now?
he's one of those seminar guys who, made it big back in, when the seminars were huge and I believe he was connected to Dynatech too back in the day. If my memory doesn't, fault me on that, but
Who, Mitch Hume?
definitely very, yeah, I believe so, yeah. 'Cause
Yeah.
he was a speaker, and he used to be big in the Mormon area until he got a divorce. And then he became a non-Mormon. I know that, you know, he's been on that circuit for a long time as far as the seminar stuff, and that's where they all have a commonality is the seminar industry. So, and right there, that alone screams shady anyways. So,
yep.
So I will send you, I'll send you an email, and then I'll touch base with you sometime tomorrow, whether I hear anything or not, just to kind of let you know where I'm at. And then you just let me know if there's anything else that you need from me, you know, to help out with, you know, anything. And
yeah, there's also a reporter from the Palm Beach Post, I believe it is. Is that Elliot, the Palm Beach Post?
Yeah.
That has been investigating different parts of this stuff. And
okay.
I don't know, you know, if you would agree to speak to that person if they were interested. Because my sense here is that the quicker we just get a couple of statements and things knocked out of the way, then
mm-hmm.
you can have this nightmare over for you. And then, hey, you contact us for anything you want. I mean, I don't know. It's nice to see somebody honest that actually wants to step up and do something. So I have respect
okay.
for that, you know.
Well, Lonnie, you got a friend here always, so forever.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was raised right,
kind of,
so.
You're my kind of person.
Where are you from?
Thank you.
Patriotic American.
Where are you from originally?
All over. I was an Army brat. But I was born in Minnesota, and I grew up between Minnesota and Hawaii because my dad's family is Hawaiian.
Nice.
My mom's family is Filipino. Both my sons are in the military. I've got one in the Army and one in the Navy, and I have two teenage daughters and a stepson.
Oh,
so
that's where
you know.
From.
Oh yeah. I was Army back in the 90s myself. My son was born when I was in the Army, so, and that's how I put myself through school, was the GI Bill and everything like that. So, you know, I believe in working hard and, you know, doing everything the right way, and I don't like stuff like this. Like, I don't like when people are honest and they screw over other people that don't deserve it, especially, you know, the little bit that I read and everything. It seems like, you know, your family definitely have gotten the short end of the stick through a lot of things, and I, you know, I feel bad about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
no. Listen,
I appreciate you, and my hat off to you.
Yep.
And Kevin, call me back. I'm going to drop off right now because I got to pay attention to this game I'm filming.
Elliot, Lalana's she's a designer, programmer type, if you didn't pick up on that. So I think you guys would have an amazing conversation at some point. And who knows, you know, maybe we have a project for her at some point, too.
Well, I have one right now. If you want to do a website, we're putting up one for the Palm Beach Post victims of these guardianship abuses. And I need it done, like, overnight. We have a notebook.
Overnight.
But we probably can pay the fees. And yeah, if you want to talk about that, let's talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. I'll send Kevin all my information, and you can see, you know, what I do and what I've been doing. I've got a great reputation here in Orlando, so you won't find any rip-off reports about me.
No, that's what I was gonna tell you. I didn't go to like the second page of Google. I did everything on the first page. It was all coming up professional. You had YouTube, put something on YouTube, and then maybe you're on Twitter. But it was all consistent, so that was, you know, a comforting feeling. I'm like, okay, I mean, this looks like she's up and up, so.
Yeah, and I don't do investments, so I don't own anything. I told you that earlier, so. But,
I was going to ask you how my dad's house is.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was going to say is, like, yeah, I would love, I mean, I would love to have, you know, a house like that, but I don't think I could even afford, you know, the electricity monthly payment on that thing. So.
It's actually
if I get it back, there's more than enough room for you anytime. Okay.
Yeah, you'd at least have
awesome.
to come down to a party,
I'll
but
make a room for you.
Elliot, I told, she said, not that I could buy a 1.1 million house or whatever it is, which I can't either, obviously. But I said, no, I think actually this is like over a 4 million house, and this
Oh,
is
yeah.
part of the way they're hiding the other 3 million. You
That's
know?
just insane.
All right.
Yeah.
I am dropping off. We will talk soon.
Thank you very much,
Okay.
Lilani.
No problem. You guys have a good evening.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, I'll call you back.
Okay.